Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CINC Music Show. I'm your host, Jason Cuban, and we welcome you back after a relatively long break in our regular scheduled programming. Tonight we have a special episode for you. This is called Band of Thieves, and Arius and Jericho of the Band of Thieves, they're the co-founders, are joining us in the studio tonight for a special live interview. Want to take a moment to let everybody know that you can join in on tonight's conversation by dialing in 626-213-5713, and you'll be able to talk with the band members, asking questions and things of that nature. So we're going to go ahead and get started. First with me is Jericho. Jericho, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Oh, good. Well, thank you for joining the show. Just hang on one quick second. Want to go ahead and also welcome Arius to the show. Arius, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for having me on the show.
Nothing at all. Okay, so what we're going to be doing tonight is we're going to ask a couple of questions. I'm sure a lot of the fans and the listeners would like to hear. So let me get the announcements out of the way and we'll get right to it, okay? Okay, so we'd like to go ahead and point out that Spot a Cop, which is a local member-driven organization, it's a real-time alert system. They let you know where roadblocks and speed traps are set up at, as well as Amber Alerts and emergency alerts, stolen vehicles, missing persons, lost merchandise, lost pets, things like that. Well, the guys over at Spot a Cop are looking for administrators to help them with their various chapters. Now, you can get involved by heading over to their webpage at www.spotacop.net46.net. And click on the Join Team link, and you'll get information on how you can get with them. The next thing we want to point out is we have the presidential election race going on, and it's very important here. There's going to be a lot of firsts. Now, there's a lot of talk about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and, of course, Uncle Bernie Sanders. And what we here at CINC Music Show would like to stress to everybody is this is a time for change. This is your opportunity to make a difference. So what you're going to do is you're going to want to participate this year. We have had a lot of drop-off in voter activity, especially the younger ages, you know, the 18 to 25 area. So you guys want to get involved with it. You want to start looking at the different platforms of the candidates and do your best to you know, choose a good candidate that you think is going to lead our country in the right direction. It's definitely not hard to see where we went in the last 8 years, and we need to change, folks. So definitely step up to the plate this time and cast your vote. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to start with our special guests, Arius and Jericho. So sit tight. We'll be right back after this on the CINC Music Show.
Forever.
on your mama's porch. You told me that you wait forever. And when you held my hand, I knew that it was now or never. Those were the best days of my life.
And that was a special live performance by Bryan Adams, Summer 69. Good favorite of mine. We got a couple more good tunes for you coming up later on in the show. Right now, we're going to go ahead and kick it off with our interview. If you're just joining in, this is the Band of Thieves episode of the CIM Thieves Show. And with us is Arius and Jericho, the co-founders of the band. And tonight we're doing a special live interview. If you want to participate and talk to the band members, what you need to do is give us a call at 626-213-5713. Again, that's 626-213-5713. So let's go ahead and start it off. Well, my first question is going to be for Jericho. Jericho, can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can.
Good, okay. Jericho is joining us via telephone. Arius is here in the studio with us. My question for you, Jericho, is what prompted you to get into music?
What prompted me to get into music? Well,
yes, sir.
You know, I've always wanted to be a guitarist ever since I was a little boy. But then, like, finally I got an acoustic one from my grandma a little bit ago. And, you know, I've just been playing ever since. I've always wanted to jam, so it's probably how
right.
I got here. Yeah.
What's your favorite type of guitar, I mean, manufacturer?
Guitar manufacturer? I'd say Fender. I haven't tried too many, though, so.
Well, that's fine. That's a good choice. Me, too. I totally enjoy Fenders. Arius, what made you decide to get into music?
I've always just had a passion for music. I mean, it's really kind of like one of those things to where it's there. Like, it's built inside you. Sorry, I cannot speak at all tonight. Anyways, it's like built inside of you, and that's what I thought about music. I remember when my dad got me my first guitar, and I would 8 hours a day all the time.
Right. Okay, and the same question for you, what is your favorite guitar manufacturer?
I'd have to say Fender, hands down, because I've kind of grown accustomed to Fender. because, I mean, I've always been in awe of the Fender Strats and the Fender Telecasters and stuff like that. But if I had to choose a second runner-up, it would have to be BC Rich.
Okay. Now, my next question. Let me flip it over to Jericho here. Jericho, one thing I'm pretty sure your fans and our listeners would probably be interested in knowing is, what is some of your musical influences?
Musical instruments.
No, influences.
Oh, influences. Oh, musical influences. I have such a wide range. Say, like, Green Day, they're a major influence. Queen, especially Freddie Mercury. Mainly just because, like, how he was, like, just, like, super innovated in music and, like, just made stuff, like, from the heart, not really playing with the business. And that's also a part of why I love punk rock so much.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you about that, about why you guys decided to get into the punk rock genre. What do you think was your the force driving you behind that?
Are you asking me or?
Either one of you.
I'd have to say it was definitely one of those things to where, like, we were both, when we first met, we obviously had a huge interest in music, and we started following kind of the music types that we had. He would recommend bands for me and vice versa, and then we started slowly getting into it, and then we were like, hey, why don't we make a band? And it just went from there.
You going to make a band, yeah. Jericho?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well,
Darius, what are some of your musical influences?
Again, it would have to be Green Day, Red Hot Chili Peppers, AC/DC, Guns N' Roses, Mick Thompson, Corey Taylor. Those are two of my biggest musical influences. And I would definitely have to, add in Jimi Hendrix in there.
Okay, so you guys have a lot of similar tastes and then some diversity there, so that's always good. What I'd like to know, the conception of the band, was this something that the two of you came together and decided to do, or was it something that just kind of fell in your laps? I mean, how did you guys come across that?
Well, Arius, can you answer this? I feel like you have a little bit more of a story than I do.
Yes, I certainly can, Jericho. Anyways, it was definitely one of those things to where me and him were listening to Green Day, and we were both kind of doing the same chord positions on our hands, because that's what guitarists do.
And, naturally.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, you can get it to where, like, you're listening to a song, and then you just find yourself playing along with it.
Are you guys, like, air guitarists, too?
Yeah, except we actually play the right notes.
Let's see here. We are at the midway point of the show. I don't want to ask too many questions at first and then run out of things to talk about. We talked a little bit about you guys joining the Fender Guitars. We're going to take a very short break, and what we're going to do is I'm going to go ahead and kick off. This is one of my musical influences, and that's David Gilmour, and he is the Fender God. So here's David Gilmour off of his self-titled album, Raise My Rent, right here on the CIMC Music Show. Jericho, stick around. We'll be right back, okay?
All right.
I have not heard Gilmour in forever.
Oh, well, we're going to enjoy this one. All right, spin it up. and that was Raise My Rent by David Gilmour. We did have to cut that off prematurely because we're running out of a little bit of time here. Just want to go ahead and take a quick moment to give a special shout-out to some friends of mine who are tuning in for the first time, and that would be Juggernaut and Cal Warden from the Operation Set Crew. What's up, you guys? Peace out to you. Hope you're enjoying the show, and thank you for tuning in. If you're just joining us, we are with Arius and Jericho of the Band of Thieves, and they're doing a nice interview with us, taking time to speak with us and answer some questions. We do have about 11 minutes remaining in the show. If you want to call in now. Right now, we're going to go to the phones. Who's calling today? Hello, caller. Who do we have on the line? Hello.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Kenzie.
Hi, and where are you calling from?
Upton, Virginia.
Okay, and you have a question for Arius and Jericho, I assume?
Yes.
Okay, I'll let you take it from here. Go right ahead.
Okay, Arius, I am myself learning to play guitar. Do you have any tips or hints on how to move your hand or anything like that? That is my trouble of switching chords.
It definitely takes a lot of time to work. It definitely takes a lot of time for you to practice those hand movements, but it depends on... Sorry, I cannot speak at all. Anyways, the best way to do it is to start off slow and slowly start to progress faster and faster and faster. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
I'd like to
awesome.
Add
thank
that.
You for calling.
I had some major struggle myself with that when I was first starting guitar. One of the things that helped me was I'd first slowly make the make the chord with my fingers, and then I lift my hand off completely ruining it, and then putting it back on, just doing that over and over again. And to this day, whenever I discover a new chord that's just completely obscure, which I love doing, you keep practicing that, and you just have it by memory. You can do it blindfolded. That's always helps me.
That's a good advice there, guys. All right.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling in. I appreciate you calling in. And we're going to be sure to have these guys on the show again in the future. But thank you again for calling in. Did you want to give a shout-out to anybody?
I want to give a shout-out to Lindsay Trompa and Arius because they are amazing people.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for that shout-out. All right, Lindsay, hope you heard that. Hey, thank you again for calling in. You take care, okay?
You too.
All right, bye-bye. All right, we go to the phone lines one more time here. Caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Dakota, and I'm calling from Harrisonburg, Virginia.
Dakota, thanks for calling this show. If you have
wait a minute. Dakota Wine?
Dakota Wine. W-I-N-E.
Oh, mm-hmm. Dakota Wine. Okay.
Talk about timing.
Man.
Yeah.
What's up?
Mm-hmm.
Something tells me you guys know each other. Who
yeah.
Is Dakota?
He's our bassist.
Oh, the bassist
yeah.
Of... Okay, well, hey, it's good to have you here on the show with us. Thank you for calling in. I tell you what, let me ask you some questions here that I'd asked Jericho and Arius. The first one was, what made you get into music?
What was it again?
What prompted you to get into music?
Can you please speak up? I can't hear.
No problem. The question was, what prompted you to get into music?
Well, music has been a thing part of my life for years, and I saw this as a chance to actually follow something that I have a passion about.
Okay. Now, what is your favorite manufacturer of things?
Yamaha, because that's what I have, and it's never failed me.
All right. And let me ask you one more real quick.
what were some of your musical influences growing up?
Well, most of mine were actually a lot of like 60s, 70s, like rock, and plus a lot of folk metal, which is a European thing, has been what been inspiring me to really push into music.
Okay. Now, we know that you're the bass player. Jericho, what do you do in the band? What is your position?
I'm the rhythmic guitarist.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
I am the rhythmic guitarist.
Oh, okay. And Arius,
yeah.
I guess that makes you lead guitarist and lead vocal. All right. Now, you guys have a Facebook presence. I have two links here for you. One is the facebook.com/bandofthievespunkband, and the other is a Facebook group, and that one is Band of Thieves. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, one thing that I overheard you two talking about earlier when we were doing show production and preparation is you guys were seeking a drummer. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes, sir.
So now if
Absolutely.
They want to try out, okay. Now if they want to try out for your band, can they reach you guys through the Facebook channels? Is that what you would prefer?
Yes, that would be very much appreciated. And if they would like to send me a friend request, text me about that. Send me a video.
Okay.
Also, they must be local.
We have had someone ask from California, interestingly enough, which would be interesting if they were willing to drive for a maybe possible gig, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
For the listeners out there, we do have time for one more caller. If anybody would like to call in, now is your time. And so then we're going to continue talking with Dakota, Arius, and Jericho of Band of Thieves. Now I'd like to turn the conversation over to your ambitions with the band. Where do you see you guys heading, and what are your plans for the future? Anybody can take this one.
Well, we first have not gotten an official gig yet, so we're both having or at least me and Arius, I'm not sure if this is cool with you, Dakota, I'm hoping. Probably, certainly. Anyway, that we would have one at Artful Dodger very soon, possibly next month. Concert there.
Do you guys have any music in the works? Are you in the process of writing material now, or do you have stuff already prepared?
I have a good amount of songs actually written.
Oh. Okay. And you guys are going to be doing some recording, is that right?
Hopefully, yeah,
I believe so.
I do own recording stuff too, so that there's a lot of like recording stuff that I can contribute to the band, which kind of gives us a small head start.
Yes.
Okay, so you guys are going to do self recording then, right?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. All right, now we have about 2 minutes left in the show. Why don't you guys take this time just to tell us a little bit about what's on your mind, any shout-outs or anything like that. Arius, why don't you go first?
Well, I really don't have anything on my mind, except I hope that this band can actually get somewhere, hopefully.
All right. Dakota, how about you?
Uh-huh.
Dakota, can you hear me? Yeah, do you have any final thoughts or a shout-out or anything?
There's not really much on my mind. And for a shout-out, I would like to give a shout-out to my mom, who pretty much encouraged me to keep following this dream. And I'm sure she's listening now. And if she is, I hope she's proud of me.
Well, how could she not, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's kick it over here to Jericho. Jericho, we got about 60 seconds remaining, so go ahead and give us some final thoughts and any shout-outs you'd like to.
All right, well, I'm definitely looking forward to having a ton of gigs, having a band, and trying real hard, all right, in the summer of 16, you know?
And very clever.
Yes, and also I'm really looking forward to hopefully going really big, possibly getting a big album out one day.
Well, we look forward to hearing it, and make sure you send us some tracks so we can get them on our local talent show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you to our special guest, Band of Thieves, Arius, Jericho, Coda, all from Virginia, Harrisonburg area. Thanks for coming on the show and taking time to answer our questions. I want to thank our callers for joining in and participating. And just want to remind everybody that you can hear this show on demand playback at blogtalkradio.com, C-I-M-C. Let me try that again, blogtalkradio.com/CIMC. I'm your host, Jason Cuban, and thank you for tuning in.
Thank you.